welcome to the Salitha Riley Show, where we inspire individuals from all facets of life to reignite their faith, strengthen the family dynamics with healthier relationships, creating a productive culture for many generations to come. On this show, you'll gain so many positive tools that you can implement in your daily life to live healthier and wealthier. Listen to the end. The last point is crucial.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, it is your girl, Salitha. How beautiful, Riley. And as you all can feel, I am super, super excited because we've been having a phenomenal time. And I want to say good afternoon, good evening, good morning, because we're all over the world. We're in all 50 states. We're international and just sending my abundance of joy and love throughout the airwaves. How is everyone doing, our listening audience? How are you all doing? I am super excited. But before we get started, I want to make sure that I send out a special prayer for the Florida region. Those of you that are in Florida that are being affected by Hurricane Ian, you all are preparing. We send our love to you all. Make sure you follow all of the instructions, the guidelines, so you all can be safe and I can still see and hear you all after the storm has passed, okay? So again, a special prayer for those of you all on the East Coast, the West Coast, wherever the storm is headed in your direction. Follow the instructions, be safe, get to a safe location, and stay inside, okay, you all? Because we want to hear from you all and make sure you all are doing well after the storm, okay? A special prayer to you all. Tonight, you all, we are concluding with the shift. If you all have been blessed, those of you that are on our social media, you are following us, if you've been blessed by the shift this entire month, I want you all to go ahead and give us your feedback and just continue to do the necessary work as we have given the instructions for this entire month, you guys. Listen, I don't know about you, but I am super excited because I have experienced some things from this shift already. I have literally walked into some blessings by doing the necessary work that myself, that God has given me, as well as you all. I apply these tools as well, you all, and I want you all to walk into some blessings as well. And yes, we know individuals have been tuning in a little late, but we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Stay tuned, you all, because this information is going to bless you tremendously. And on last week, we talked about doing a brain dump. The brain dump exercise was so important. We talked about how we receive alerts to our cellular devices, all of our electronic devices when there is a system alert. And we have no choice but to adhere to those instructions because whether we want to, we will, our cellular device will reboot itself, our laptop, the performance will slow down until we update that software. So we gave those great illustrations about how important it is for us to do a brain dump because our body will send us signals just like our cellular devices, our electronic devices will send signals when there is time for a system upgrade. And there are some things that we must do. We have to reboot. We have to allow the system to update itself so it can bring in more storage. It can help our performance. It can help us receive the necessary information through our data, so on and so forth. And that is what we needed to do with our brain. Oftentimes, we are so overwhelmed with life, with family, with work, with business, with friendships, relationships, different things that are going on, especially those that are being impacted by the storm. We are very concerned. And what happens? Our brain can get on overload. And OMG, guess what? It can affect our bodies by stress. We can become anxious, you know, panicking. Just so many different variations of emotions can take place. But what we want to do, as we did on last week, we want to detoxify. We want to unwind. We want to remove some of those things that are at our disposal. So therefore, our brain doesn't go on overload and we don't have a mental meltdown or we don't have a panic attack or just fall apart from the various things that we experience. So let me share with you all. It is so important. Those of you, I pray that you all have been following us and you have implemented, you have taken the necessary steps, because when you do, there are some things that are going to manifest in your life for you. We talked about Rhema. Let's pause for a moment and talk about Rhema continuously. Rhema is right now, a right now word for a specific time. And God talked about the season of fall, how the season of fall is literally going to prepare. It's going to catapult many of us for the year 2023 and years to come. It is so important when we are in tune to what God is saying through his servant, the prophet, and how God will allow things to meet up with us. Many of us pray, and I was sharing with my family how it is, what is taking place is that we pray prayers, and those prayers are in alignment in God. It is something when you pray strategically, when you pray specifically, and you target certain areas, and God is in alignment, and God moves expeditiously, because that is what God needed to hear from our voice, from our voice to his ear, from our voice to the realm of the spirit. So therefore, the spirit and the natural, they can meet together, and what happens? Manifestations. That means that prayer is being answered. That healing, that breakthrough, that move that you need, be it in your family, your finances, in your job, whatever it is that you're in need of, God will move suddenly. Let me tell you all something. It is taking place. It is truly taking place, people of God, when you do the work. Yes, we have the word of God, but the word of God is biblical instructions to help us through our life journey. When God sends a prophet to give you a word of prophecy, prophecies come with instructions. Yes, many of us have received the word of prophecy concerning our life, our finances, our future, what we are going to receive from God. But if we don't do the work, if we don't apply the instructions, if we don't follow through on what is needed in order to achieve those things, guess what can happen from time to time? Those prophecies will sit there. But what God is saying, I need you to move. I need you to get up and do what is needed in this hour, because I am moving expeditiously. And when you move, I have already moved, and you will literally come in contact with the prayer, with the prophecy that has been released over your life. Listen, people of God, I am so excited because I have seen the hand of God move. I have received calls, text messages about how God is moving in individuals' lives, some small, some big, but God is moving. Why? Because they have taken the word of God. They have listened attentively, and they are applying. They are doing the necessary work that is needed. Yes, change doesn't feel good at times, but I guarantee you, when you do the work, when you do what is required, you will see the manifestations of God happen in your life. It is so amazing, the shift. It is so amazing. And many of us, we came in agreement and we bombard Facebook and we said this shift is personal. Yes, it is, because God is visiting many of us. God has released his angels in the earth, and many of us are coming in contact with them, and they are blessing us on the spot. They are blessing us immediately. Let me tell you all something. Don't take the word of God lightly. Don't take the shift lightly. Yes, I had a woman of God to reach out to me early on this month, and she said, Prophetess, I hear many people talking about the shift. I said, there is a difference when you are talking about it and God gives you revelation concerning it. Yes, many individuals will say various things about the shift, but I'm telling you what God has spoken to me through revelation concerning the shift. Rhema, right now, when this specific season, it is going down in fall. And if you have not experienced it yet, you continue to do the work that God has required inside of you. You do the necessary changes, be it in your faith, your finances, in your physical, your mental. Do the necessary work. Study the word of God. Apply the word of God. And most importantly, get up and move with the word of God. Don't become complacent. Don't allow yourself to become lazy. Get up and shake those spirits off and say, I am going to receive my portion. I am going to receive what God has for me, so therefore my family can receive those as well, or theirs as well. Amen. It is so amazing, people of God. This shift, we talked about the brain dump. We talked about how important it is to remove those negative thoughts, to remove those negative ideas, to remove negative language, because it will affect your body language. It will affect the way you view life, your perspective, your visualization, your belief. It is so important that you unwind, you detox, you remove, you eliminate anything that is contrary to the things that you believe in God for in your life. It is so important. It is so important. I cannot stress it enough, people of God, that you do that brain dump. And that brain dump is beneficial for yourself. And the more you do it, you will be a magnet to those around you. When you remove toxicity, when you remove negativity, you open up the gates for greatness. You open up the gates for positivity. You open up the gates for abundance. You're literally like a magnet that draws greatness. You draw good things. You draw favor. You draw people of abundance to you. You draw these things to you. And that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be a gatherer. He wants us to draw the abundance. He wants us to go in different regions in the presence of God, the Spirit of God that is within us. It will be so powerful. It will draw people to us. It will change their mind, their way of thinking, doing, and acting. And God will begin to be glorified in their lives because you are a magnet that is shifting the atmosphere. God is placing many of us in various regions, various territories, because God has heard the prayers of many individuals. But the word of God says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And there are many people in the world who are releasing petitions before God. Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock. They are going before God. And what is God doing? Because you and I have done the necessary work. Because you and I have done the brain dump. We have removed toxicity, drama, negative chaos, confusion out of our spirit, man. So God can pour down his goodness and his grace inside of us, and he's releasing us to go into various regions. Many of you are employed. Many of you have businesses. Many of you will go to the grocery store, the bank, so on and so forth. And what is going to happen? You're going to encounter someone that has been having a very rough time, and God is going to use you to speak life into them. God is going to use you to shift that in, that atmosphere, to shift that environment, to put a smile on their face, to put joy back in their heart. That's why this shift is personal, meaning that we must do some work. We have to get up because God is in need of many of us throughout this world, throughout the nation. We are glory carriers. We are shift magnets. We are abundant magnets. And you will realize when you go into various places, people will begin to have conversation with you, and you're going to look like, whoa, I never experienced that before, because you've done the work. I encourage each and every one of you all, continue to do the work, because this shift, it has started, it literally started before we came into the fall season, because many individuals begin to say to me, Pastor, if you only know what I'm beginning to experience. And I ask them one question, did you start the work? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I came out of complacent. I came out of complaining and murmuring. I said, if I continue to sit in this state, I'm not benefiting anything. Why not try it? Why not give this a try? I tried everything else. This is what many individuals have said. I've tried many things in the past, so I'm going to buckle down, Pastor. I'm going to go on this journey. I'm going to implement it. I'm going to do exactly as you said. And one gentleman reached out to us. He said, I love the illustration, how you spoke about the transmission, the automatic transmission, and the five-speed. The five-speed, it provokes us to do the work. We have to understand how to engage and how to operate those various levels of shifting. And let me tell you all something. That is what God is requiring of us. We have to come in tune with ourselves mentally. We have to literally learn ourselves over, our triggers, our likes, our dislikes, operate our various shifts, various guides in our life as an individual, and improve upon them, because God doesn't want us to remain in that same state. God wants us to be in a better position today, tomorrow, next month, next week. I mean, continuously next year. God wants us to continue to evolve and attain the blessings that he has in front of us. Oh, my. The shift. The shift, it is so serious. And that brings up, let me tell you all something. When you utilize that exercise, it's going to blow your mind. You're going to experience some, what you're going to experience is some things that are going to cause you to say, wow, why didn't I do this earlier? That's within me. Wow. Oh, my. And you will begin to feel so great, you guys. Oh, my goodness. You will feel so great. And, yes, there are days when you're going to shed some tears because you're going to say, I have to release this. I can no longer hold on to this. And it is okay to release it, because what God is going to replace it with is going to put a smile on your face. It's going to put laughter in your heart. It's going to give you a joy that is just going to be long-lasting. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? That's like a couple, husband and wife. Their relations will begin to increase. Communication, the level of intimacy, not only physically, but as they have a communication, sharing ideas, and then it will illuminate their spirit man. And then they'll begin to say, well, wow, we should have thought about this early on. Wow, can you imagine how further we would have been? Guess what? The intimacy, the level of communication, the engagement, the interaction between husband and wife, what will take place when you do the various exercises. This brain dump is amazing, you all. It is amazing. And you will begin to see yourself grow in many areas, because growth is good. Don't kid yourself. Growth is good. In some areas that you didn't know you needed to grow in, you'll be amazed. In some areas you refused, you wanted to hold on to, they're going to come off. Because where God is taking you, where God is taking you, God is going to allow you to experience something, and it is going to let you know that, wow, whew, if I had a shift earlier, I would have experienced this, because God wants you to experience his power, to let you know this word is real. This word is rich. And this word is for a specific time right now, so that you can continue to do the work. Because sometimes when we start the work, we get a little discouraged. We get a little complacent. We see a little growth and we become happy. And we say, okay, I'm good. I can remain here. But what God is going to do, he's going to show you some things as plural on your journey to continue to evolve, continue to go forward, continue to move, not to remain the same, because God is in need of you. God is in need of you throughout this world. And there are some things that God needs you to receive that have been held up for a long time. And can you imagine when you begin to experience it? It may feel strange because it's new. You're going to be like, oh, my God, I never experienced this. I have to grow into this. So can you imagine if you start now, or if you started early on in the series and you begin to see the manifestations and you hit that wow or you experience it, you're going to say, okay, this is good. Okay, I like this. I'm going to continue on. May feel a little strange, but I love it. I love it. And the more I continue on, God, there is more of this on this journey. I love it, God. I want to experience that. And then you're going to come in contact with many individuals. As I stated earlier, you're going to come in contact with many individuals who have been praying to God. God, I need a breakthrough. God, I need a sign. God, I need you. God is going to send you, ma'am. He's going to send you, sir, in the presence of that individual with the word, the answer for them, and it's going to calm them. It's going to prevent them from making a decision that would have caused them harm. God is going to send you as a peace magnet. He's going to send you as a comfort magnet. He's going to send you to help someone. Because this shift, it is necessary, not only for us as individuals, but many other individuals that we're going to come in contact with around this world by way of the realm of the spirit. As you all are listening to me through the airwaves, many of you are gathering this word in the international countries. Many of you will hear me. You are listening to my voice. You will hear this play, the replay. You will listen in, and you're going to take this word, and you're going to apply it to your lives. And you're going to be in China, Korea, London. You're going to be in the UK, Nigeria. You're going to be in Hawaii. You're going to be all over, and you're going to be able to help someone wherever your feet tread upon by listening to this message that is traveling through the airwaves, because you have connected to the word of God through his prophet. It is so amazing what God is doing. It is so amazing. I am smiling. If you all could see my smile, I am so filled with joy because I have experienced the power of God through this shift. I can see many individuals through social media, by conversation, through texting, they're calling, sharing what God is doing, even in the smaller things. God is revealing himself. So I want you all to hold on to everything that we share and go back and listen to the replay as often as you need. Listen to it. Allow it to marinate in your soul. Let it rest into your spirit and listen to it as often as you need and continue to do the work even after the fall season. Continuously. Continuously. Because as I shared earlier, no, we don't have to wait until December 31st. Many are already in the Jewish calendar, the new year. Many are already celebrating in celebratory moods. They are already experiencing a new year. Your new year can start today. Your new year can start at any given moment. It is solely up to you when you say, my new year will start right now. I'm going to make this shift. I'm going to follow it through. Because I desire to obtain everything that God has for me. And then when you're in the midst of your family, remember I said you're going to be a magnet. It's going to draw them to you. It's going to draw them because you decided to do the necessary work. And you're going to be that magnet that's going to radiate outwardly everything. Everyone around you is going to begin to experience it. And then they may ask you, what is it that you're doing? Because every time I come in your presence, I just feel different. I just feel, you're going to receive phone calls from people, texts. But I just feel the need to draw more closer to you because I even see it. Yes, it's going to be visual on the outside. They're going to look at you. They're going to say, I see the glory, I see joy, I see abundance on you. And you're going to be able to share with them, guess what? I had to go on a challenge. I had to go on a challenge to better myself. I had to allow God's word to marinate, to sit in my spirit, just rest in my soul. And I had to do the work so God can move. And therefore, they're going to ask you, what work did you have to do? And you can share with them about the shift. You can share about them. You can share with them the wellness series. You can share with them all of the things that we've discussed on the Felitha Riley Show to help individuals. This is great conversation. We have great conversational pieces for the entire family. You can sit home with the children, the little ones, and you can let them listen in, the teenagers, the young adults, even the seasoned. You can still empower and enlighten and strengthen them as well. It is so amazing. It is so amazing. And what God is doing, the shift hasn't ended. It is going to continue. It's going to continue in your daily lives. It's going to continue throughout, and you're going to continue to do the necessary work, and you're going to see manifestations, results in your life. And then you're going to hear from others who are going to share with you, you know, I did this and I did that. I've been observing you. Tell me what it is that you're doing, because I see a different glow on you. I see you don't respond the same. You don't act the same. You don't have the same conversation. What is it that you're doing? Please share with me on your job, your place of business, even at home, in school. Yes, you may go to the doctor's office, the receptionist, those who you come in frequent contact with, they're gonna notice the difference. And even in passing, as I shared earlier, even going meeting with strangers, you're going to have a word that's going to shift their hearts. It's going to shift their spirit. And they're going to say, wow, I needed that. I needed that because I was experiencing X, Y, and Z. But I'm glad that we met on today, and I'm going to listen to everything. Can we stay connected so I can stay encouraged? That is what God is doing. God is connecting us with individuals throughout this world so that we can keep one another encouraged. We can keep one another inspired, motivated, lift up. Because the Bible says that we are our brother's keeper. And yes, we ought to be. I received a text message today from one of my good friends, good sisters, over 20 plus years of sisterhood. And the words just illuminated my heart just to hear the thank yous for the time that, you know, how we lift one another up. That is what God is doing in the earth. Many of us, we're connected worldwide for such a time as this. And I want to encourage each and every one of you all that are listening in to continue to work on yourself daily. Because, yes, change does take time, but the more you work at it, the better you will become. Yes, you will have good days and not so good days, but don't dwell in it. Get yourself up immediately. I thank God for the individuals that are in my life that are connected to me in the spirit, and they can feel when I'm having a not-so-good moment, and they can text or call and release a word of encouragement. Remember, the shift, we're all connected by way of the spirit because we're doing the work. Our spirit man are intertwined. We're many members, but we're all a part of one body. We're all a part of one body, so therefore we're able to feel each other. You're able to feel your brother. You're able to feel your sister and text them and say, hey, how are you doing? I was thinking about you. I pray that everything is going well. And in the event it isn't, I release the word of God over your life that the blessing of the Lord is making rich. You speak life to them, and they'll begin to say, I needed that. I needed that word. I was in the valley. I was feeling low. I was down, discouraged, so on and so forth. But right then, God needed you to send that message to them because God knew you've been doing the work, and they're going to immediately receive it from your spirit because they watched you. They see the work you've been doing, and they feel the power of God through you. It's so important, you all. It is so important. It is so important that we continue. We continue because truly what God is doing in all of our lives, it is literally going to blow your mind. Situations that look impossible, situations that were literally on the brink of falling apart, some may have even fallen apart, but because you stopped and you did the necessary work in God so that God could do the work in you to change you for the better so you can continue to evolve and become better. Watch what God does. Watch what God does on your behalf. Watch the favor that you experience because you did the necessary work. You allow God to shift your mindset. You don't think the way that you used to. Shift your heart. You don't allow different things to trigger your emotions. You don't respond. You don't explode. You shift physically. You're taking better care of your temple. Our bodies are the temple of God. And you heard us talk about wellness. You have put in the necessary work. And because You put in the necessary work. You're encouraging someone who refused to do the necessary work to do it, the shift. We are shifting globally. Everywhere we are shifting globally. This is an international movement that is taking place. Individuals are going to be doing things to better themselves that they never would have done. Changing from old toxic ways, non-productive ways, attitudes, traditions, breaking barriers, because they are tired of the same non-productive ways. They want better for themselves. And this shift has convicted a lot of people. It has. It has convicted a lot of people because we know that God has been pulling on our hearts. He's been pulling on our heartstrings. He's been pulling on our mindsets to think higher, our emotions to do things differently, not to respond the way that we would formally, not to outburst. But there are ways that we have to learn how to maneuver through those various things. The shift, the five-speed transmission, you have to learn first gear, second gear, neutral. There's a time when you have to rest, and then you have to engage again and go uphill. You have to master each level. And that's what takes place in our lives. Personally, there are various layers to us, and we have to master each level. We have to be willing to learn each level as best we can. Will we be able to master them all? Not necessarily, but those that are most of importance, God is going to keep those in the forefront, because God is going to say, these are the areas that you must master. You have to. You can no longer neglect these areas. These are the, you take care of these areas, and I'll take care of the remainder. Isn't that amazing? You take care of these areas, and God will take care of the remainders, because some things we know and some things we don't know. But those things that we are aware of, we're going to address them, and we're going to maneuver through them, and we're going to grow and continue to achieve greater and greater. I'm smiling, you all, because this is a great word. It is hitting my heart. My heart just feels so great. I can feel many of your spirit, man. Many of you are so calm. You're like, I got it, Pastor. Thank you so much for breaking it down in this form where I can really receive it and understand it. I get it. I got it now. Thank you. I got it now. I really needed to hear it in this perspective. I needed to really hear it from this point of view. I got it now. Yes, many people learn in various forms, various stages. Many individuals' deliveries are different. But those of you that are listening in, those of you that are in tune, I want you to know the more that you put forth the work, you have not seen anything. You have not seen anything as of yet. You may be on a bed of affliction, but your faith and your belief can help build your strength. I've seen it happen. I've experienced it. I want you all to continue to do the work. I want you all to continue to allow God to shift within your mind, your will, your emotions, your memory, your intellect, your imagination, all of those great things. Allow God to shift in those areas. Take off the former things. Because behold, God is doing a new thing. And yes, it shall come forth. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And I'm experiencing it. And many other individuals, guess what? Before the manifestations came, we begin to say, I'm experiencing it. Speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. You may not be experiencing it yet, but go ahead by faith. Say, I'm experiencing it. I am experiencing the abundance of fall. I am experiencing the shift in my life personally, physically, financially, mentally. I am experiencing abundance. I am experiencing wellness. I am experiencing being whole and complete in God. I am experiencing a new thing in my life. I think differently. I speak differently. I embrace learning. I embrace more teaching. Speak it into existence. I experience the abundance. I am open to growth. I am open to change for the better. speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. It is so amazing, you all. It is so amazing. It is so amazing. And as I'm sitting here smiling, I can feel the presence of God and what God is doing. I can literally feel it. It's like, oh my God, God is saying, right now, my people will experience so much growth. And even the non-believers that come in contact with you, they will experience growth because many of them are looking for true change. Many of them are looking for true examples in the earth. Many of them really want change, but they are tired of seeing individuals who quote the word, but they don't live the word. They're not real ambassadors. So guess what? This word is for believers and non-believers. Oh, yes, I felt that immediately in my spirit. Yes, non-believers will experience you. That is why God is releasing many of us throughout the world so non-believers can see there is a God. There are people who are applying the word of God. There are people who are literally staying in alignment in God, so therefore they can be a beacon of light throughout this world. What is a beacon of light? You illuminate. You light up everywhere you go. We hear individuals talk about energy. That's science. We talk about the spiritual realm. That's of God. And many people say it's a vibe. That's great. That's hood terminology. Many individuals say your vibe is good, but it's all good. You want them to experience it in a good way. And guess what it's going to do? They're going to watch you. I've had people to recently reach out to me and say, they've been watching me for 5, 6, 7 years. I'm like, whoa. Oh, I'm glad. Social media is a beautiful thing because you have individuals you can connect with worldwide. And many of them are watching you they're looking for inspiration. They're looking for motivation. They're looking for individuals who have experienced hardship in life, but they have grown from it. You can show individuals how, yes, you will experience various things in life, but don't let that shift you into a negative being. Allow that to shift the trajectory of your life into greater, and you can lead by example and show them. And guess what? You will have non-believers saying, okay, tell me about your God, or tell me about this God you serve, or tell me about King Jesus. What are you doing? I've come into contact with many of them, many individuals from various religions, and have conversation, no judgmental, conversation. And they ultimately say, it's just something different about your spirit. I love your spirit, man. I can talk to you all day and all night, not trying to converse anyone, but I stand on my belief and what I believe in. And guess what? It shifts their perspective. Not all Christians are bad individuals. Not all Christians are followers of Christ. Not all of us do this. So they were like, wow. Amazing. A female pastor, a female chaplain in the prison. Wow, I never thought. Yes. So when you do the necessary work, you don't know where God is going to order your steps. I never asked God to be a pastor. No, I didn't. I asked God to allow me to be a nurse to go to the military. I asked God that when I was a young teenage mother. I sure did. I never asked to be a bud. Lord Jesus, when he put me in this position, because many are called and a few are chosen. And my goodness, I ran from this calling for almost a year. I didn't want to. But when you have the anointing on your life and God is in need of you and you have an assignment, you are going to fulfill it. So guess what? When I accept the call, yes, and realize the double-fold anointing that is upon my life, I embrace it. I went through my journey, my season of being taught, learning what to do and what not to do. And then I went all in. The life I live for God to be glorified. When individuals come in contact with me via social media, via the radio, via in person, whoa. Do I confess to be perfect? No, Christ is the only perfect one. But I've improved over my life greatly because I'm not only a hearer of the word, I am a doer. Meaning, if I receive instructions, it may feel good and it may not. But guess what? I'm going to examine it and say, okay, let me see where I can grow. There is a need. Apparently, my apostolic leader said that for a reason, because they know the potential I carry and they know what I should be and what's ahead. So let me receive this and do the necessary work. That's growth, you all. I remember in the past, I was, all right, no. But I thank God for spiritual growth and personal development. So therefore, when God speaks, he can download immediately in his servant. I can prophesy, I can tell, I can text individuals a word from God and haven't spoken to them in years, but God shows things to me and they will respond, this is God, I needed this. Sicknesses in their body, so on and so forth, I can see the tomb of this. I can tell them the word of God, stand on God's word, do the necessary work, get up, don't lay there, stand. And guess what? There are times when individuals will pour into the prophet. Because the Bible says when you give a prophet a glass of water, they don't only do it for that. They do it because of the love they have for God's servant. Because they've observed my life over the years. Many I grew up with from a child up until my adult year of age 52. They've seen the work. So when individuals see the work, that prompts them to say, if he did it for her, and I knew who she used to be, I know if I do the work, he will do the same for me and more. So that is why God is commissioning many of you to shift in your mind, to shift in your heart, to shift in your spirit. So therefore, when individuals come in contact with you, they will say, I knew her, but I need to get to know her. Because this new person, now the old one was good too. And the same for you, sir, that's listening in. God is going to allow individuals to see the work. They won't be concerned with your past because your present will outshadow your past. It will outshadow who you used to be because who you are becoming to be is greater than who you were formerly. This shift is personal. We thank God for the shift. We thank God for each and every one of you all listening in. And I want to encourage each and every one of you under the sound of my voice to continue to allow the word of God to touch your heart, hit your spirit, and change your mindset. Do the work. Do the work so you can continue to be an ambassador for Christ in the world. You can experience the glory of God. You can receive the abundance. But do it because you want your life to be pleasing to God. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the Salitha Riley Show. Myself, Salitha Riley, I thank God for his word. I thank God for being a servant of God, being able to have access to this platform to share this message worldwide. To those of you that are listening in, God is love. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Continue to do the work, and we will continue to see you grow and soar in all areas of your life. We will continue to experience your testimonials together. We'll continue to laugh and smile and encourage each other through the hard days and the not so good days, but we know there are glorious days ahead of us because we experience a shift in our whole body, our whole being, so that we could be more and more great in God, and God is great in us. Be blessed, everyone. Continue to join us each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Salitha Riley Show. We have great conversational pieces that are empowering for the whole entire family. Join us next Tuesday. We have a big launching taking place, and we want you all to be in the number, listening in, and support us. Because we're international and we're looking forward to connecting with many of you with this upcoming launch that we are taking place and releasing. Thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy your evening. And everyone in Florida, we're praying for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're so glad
you had the opportunity to join us with our inspiring conversational pieces that are motivational and will continue to push you in your faith, build your family dynamics, health and wellness, financial freedom, all of those beautiful things. To stay connected with us, make sure you visit our website at dcriley.tavalifestyle.com, or you can send us an email at dcrileyministry@gmail.com. We look forward to you all joining us again on next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Enjoy your evening and make sure you stay empowered.